Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we started to look at kingdom authority. And while we started reading, we found out that God has given us dominion. He told us to subdue and replenish. He gave us a mandate to fulfill. And we're doing pretty good so far on the replenishing side, but God wants more for us. He wants us to be in control over our lives and over all the things that He's given to us. And that's all the things that are in the planet Earth. And so we just thank God that He's given us this mandate, and we want to find out about this kingdom authority so we can do what God's called us to do. Let's join the service right now.
Now, after God created man in His image and according to His likeness, He blessed him, told them to be fruitful, told them to multiply, told them to fill the earth, told them to subdue the earth, and told them to have dominion over everything that is on the earth. When God blessed the man, He empowered the man. Get that in your spirit. You have been empowered to stand against sickness. You are empowered to stand against want and lack. You have been empowered to say no weapon formed against this child of God will prosper. You are empowered and able to do it. Amen. Now it says take dominion. Dominion out of the Strong's Concordance, number 7278, if you're interested in that. It means to rule. Everyone say rule. Rule. It means to dominate. Say dominate. Dominate. It means to have dominion and to subjugate. God gave us the power and the authority to take all of the natural materials in the earth and produce medicines, to produce a motor vehicle. Everything you sit in your car came from the earth. Come on. The tires on your car came from the earth. The battery in your car came from the earth. The seat you're sitting on came from the earth. Every single thing came from being mined in the planet, in the earth. God said, subdue it, conquer it, take authority over it, and use it for not only your good, for the good of mankind, and for the good of advancing the kingdom of God. Amen. You see, this mandate that we've been given is not a personal thing and it's me, myself, us four, no more. No, this is to bless the nations. That's why I said to Abraham, I'm going to make you such a blessing that you're going to bless nations. Amen. And so we've got to see this mandate that we have to fulfill. God doesn't just see us doing a small something. He sees us as world changers. We have to see ourselves as world changers. Amen. And let me tell you something now. When God said subdue all the creeps and things that creep in the earth, He was referring to Satan. The function of man is to subdue Satan and not the other way around. Oh no, you missed that. That's a point to hallelujah. Listen. God gave us this mandate and the function to subdue Satan and all of his works. Not Satan to subdue you and keep you in bondage. No, that's not the way it's supposed to be. God gave us this mandate. He said, you subdue, you take dominion, you control it all. That storm that came, trying to take out Jesus, trying to take out the apostles and the disciples, that storm that came was sent from Satan. And Jesus just stood up and said, peace be still. Yes. Amen. Jesus would not put up with Satan. The only time he let Satan think he had won was when he went to the cross. Willingly. Gave himself willingly. And Satan thought, woohoo, we got the victory. But we saw last week, he is risen. He is, say, he is risen. Death couldn't hold him, the grave couldn't keep him, and hell just wasn't enough. We've got that same mandate, listen, that Jesus had on him. Now Jesus, his ultimate destination was the cross. That was his destiny. My destiny is not the cross. I've got a different destiny. Jesus took care of that problem once for all. He became our high priest once for all. He took care of the sin problem once for all. He is now seated at rest in the heavenlies. It's done. It's over. So no one else has to go to the cross. Nobody else could go to the cross. Nobody else needs to even think of going there. You've been forgiven when you receive Christ and get covered by the blood of the Lamb. And so now his destiny was the cross, but his mandate was to rule, dominate, and control. And boy, did he ever. Yeah. We got no food, say what? Yeah. Bring me what you got. A couple of fish and a few loaves. Okay, feed these 5 to 15,000 people. Boom, he blessed. Listen, the Bible says he held on to the Lord and blessed the food. He empowered it to prosper. We have to get that mindset. I can empower what I've got in my hand to prosper. Moses said to him, but what shall I do? I've got nothing. He said, what's that in your hand? He said, it's a rod. He empowered the rod to prosper. Moses took his faith and he believed God's word. He put it in the river and the river turned to blood. That rod was empowered to prosper. Joseph had a dream, empowered to prosper. Come on. Praise God. And so, Satan is an enemy of God. You do realize that. So anybody who looks and sounds a little bit like God, he doesn't like that person. He doesn't like you. He's God's enemy. He rebelled against God. He caused a third of the angels to rebel against God. And then he's got a lot of mankind today rebelling against God. Hello, have you seen it? We are supposed to subdue him, not the other way around. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Okay. Our battle, as we know, is not against flesh and blood. The problem is, you see what happens? The devil draws you into the natural arena. He brings you into a ring that's called the natural. I know my rights kind of ring. You know those rings that you get into? I know my rights. I know what you owe me. I know, and we just know it all. And he draws you into the earthly natural realm. And we step out of the spiritual realm. We're in the spiritual realm. I adore thee, oh my God, my King, my Savior. Jody, you sang so beautifully today. And the whole band just performed, well, not performed, there's anointing. And we stand and we worship God. And we get outside these doors and we get into a parking lot and you can't get out. And we step into the natural realm. And everything rises up in us that's not of God. And that's the devil. He draws you. He attracts you. He makes it feel it's tasty to tell someone your mind. I'm going to tell them off. We want to tell people off. I want to tell you what I know, who I am. And God is saying, no, stay in the spiritual realm. Don't get into that realm on the earth, because when you get into the natural realm, you're going to lose. You will lose every time with the devil. And you can't half in, half out. Well, I'll just watch porn with one eye. And then we justify why we do it. You're in the natural realm. When you're in the natural realm, you're going down. You have to stay in the spiritual realm. You have to stay in your position and take up your mandate upon yourself, because the government rests on his shoulders. He's the head. We're the body. We're the shoulders. His government. We represent him. Stay in your mandate. Stay on course. Stay on track. We get pulled out so easily. I mean, so easily. Am I right, Pastor? We've got to stay on point. We've got to stay on point. And when you're on point and you're agreeing with God and you just, yes, your faith, Lord, is flowing through my life, you are victorious, victorious, victorious. Tell your neighbor, say victorious. Ephesians 6, verse 12, out of the Voice. We're not waging war against enemies of flesh and blood alone. No, this fight is against tyrants, against authorities, against supernatural powers and demon princes that slither in the darkness of this world, and against wicked spiritual armies that lurk about in heavenly places. So now God has given us a heads up right over here. He's saying, you know, that person next to you, the person you work with, the person, I mean, I saw someone the other day because their food came so late. I don't know if any of you saw it. One of these drive-thrus, I think it was a Burger King. A woman pulled out a gun and shot at the person in the news. Do you see that? You saw that? You see what I'm talking about? Your battle is not against flesh and blood. And let me tell you something. The best thing we can do is ask God to take care of the battle that rages within our own life, so we can then be clear enough to take battle to the people and the places, at least the spiritual realm, that we need to attack. There's a lot of stuff inside of us. We need to ask God to help us repent, come to Him humbly, submit, surrender, call on His name, love Him, worship Him, get rid of all the toxic that we carry inside of us, all toxicity. I can't even say the word. Toxicity. How do you say it? That's close enough? Okay. I'm South African. You have to ignore me. Or not ignore me. You've got to forgive me. But He's telling you right here. He says to you, your battle is not with human beings. It's not with flesh and blood. It's not nation against nation, country against country, so you can reach the moon first. That's competitive. That's just not God-like. God is a God of love. Can you imagine if all the nations helped one nation to do everything in space, where we'd be today? Can you absolutely imagine? If we all teamed and put our resources together and said, well, we've learned this and we've learned that, and America's done this and China's done that, and we all pulled it in together. Can you imagine? Visualize a football team. You've got to have a fullback. You've got to have a quarterback. You've got to have all these guys. And when that team is working together, they accomplish great and mighty things. And they go and win Super Bowls. But they're all working together. If we, the world, could start, I'm talking about the kingdom now. Kingdom people, if they can get off their high horse and stop worrying about First Baptist and Third this and Fourth One this and that, and just get together and say, God. And believe on the five fundamentals, the virgin birth, the death of Christ. If we can believe on that and agree on that, we should become the most powerful force on the planet. The church is the most powerful force on the planet. It is. The church is the most powerful force on the planet. We just have to step into that mandate and start exercising what God's prospered us to do. Amen. And so He's telling you, don't exercise your dominion over mankind. Exercise the dominion over the spiritual forces that are causing mankind to react that way. Amen. Because it's demonic influence that's attracting people. And I'm telling you, there's a lot of the world holds a lot of attraction. Let me tell you what, if you've got children and they're growing up, you better cover them in a lot of prayer.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 60 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane's certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy-saving agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the oldest trained air conditioning service specialist in South Florida, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.